RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
4 seconds left, second and goal. Here is Williams. He's got to throw it to the end zone. Clock has expired. Williams keeps the play alive. He's looking. He's got to get rid of it. Retreating, he throws. Incomplete. It's over. And the Niners have won.
Wow, what a game last night. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. For as we do every Monday, we go around the league a little bit on what happened across the NFL. And Hugh, last night, Sunday Night Football, it really set up the final week of the season with the 49ers' 42-38 victory over the Bears. That means a couple things. One, the Eagles are still alive for the number two seed, right? If the Bears lose again this week and the Eagles win, we can get the two. But the other thing it sets up is the West and how it's going to be won. So we now know it is the Niners and Seahawks next Saturday night to win the West and get the number one seed. And it also means the Rams, regardless of what happens tonight or their next game, cannot win the NFC West. So the Rams are a wild card. Hugh, that game last night, it's like you watch the Eagles-Bills game, right? And it's one kind of game. Mm-hmm. And then you watch the 49ers and the Bears.
And you're a little envious.
So that game last night, and I appreciate good defense, and the Eagles' defense is awesome to watch, but that game last night from a different kind of game, 42-38, and the yardage totals, 496 for the San Francisco 49ers, 440 for the Chicago Bears. Those two offenses are humming.
You know what it is, and it's okay to say that. You're seeing Caleb Williams come into his own.
Sure.
You're seeing, and you know it's funny because Jason Avant was the guy that kind of put him on the radar. For me, when he talked about him the week that we played him and talked about how the offense was basically just threw him in it and he's learning as he goes. And you could see week to week how he's getting more comfortable in the offense and how he's improving and why they took him, the Chicago Bears took him in the first place. You're starting to see that. Not taking shots at anybody, but that's not really. No, I'm not. It's not meant to. I know people are going to hear it however they hear it. But it's one of those things when you watch other games and you see other quarterback play, it's like you're like, wow.
Yeah.
They're throwing it all over the schoolyard.
What do we think of the 49ers at this point? Because the 49ers, if the Seahawks win on let's play it out. Let's say the Seahawks win on Saturday night, and the Eagles do not get to the two seed, right? They just maybe the Bears win or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing the Niners here in a couple weeks. I think a lot of us had written them off when they had an enormous amount of injuries earlier this season. Hugh, I can't just ignore the 49ers. I mean, Shanahan is doing maybe the best coaching job he's ever done. And
they had got decimated with injuries early even, on.
They didn't have Kittle last night. They put up 42 without Kittle. Purdy, I know Purdy's always like a...
He's on a heater.
I mean, we always debate how good he is. He's playing well with Shanahan. I mean, I know that. And he's healthier right now. What do we think if that's the matchup here in a couple weeks?
I feel good.
PTSD.
What?
You have
PTSD.
Why?
Because they came in and beat the brakes off.
Also, what?
It was a different Niners team.
Okay,
different
but Eagles it's still the same.
Was
Iuke, similar game plan.
Debo, Bosa.
Similar game plan, though.
To what?
I like Vic Fangio against
Shanahan.
Yeah, I like
that's like an all-time kind of matchup.
And that's like that's why I don't worry about the 2023 thing at all.
Yeah, but Robert Saleh is a defense coordinator, right?
Yeah, but their defense kind of stinks.
Okay. I mean, okay.
Well, I mean, it does.
Well, like, they've lost all their players.
The Bears just dropped 38 on them.
I mean, that right there is the thing for me. Like, how many? 42?
42.
It's a lot of points.
They also had a pick six to start the game, so one of their possessions they lost right away. So I don't know how many possessions they had versus what they scored on, but they basically scored every time they got the ball.
I feel like I still feel bullish about the Eagles making it to the Super Bowl, but there's no go. I don't feel like San Fran's a cakewalk.
No, I don't.
Definitely don't feel that.
I don't think there, other than this current version of the Packers, who we probably won't get to see unless we jump to the two, I don't think there is a cakewalk in the NFC. They're all good.
Yeah, the Niners are probably having the most like underrated season in maybe the whole league.
It's been super tight in that division, man.
It is wild that the Rams could finish third in the NFC West. I mean, it's if the Niners win, that's exactly what's going to happen.
And the Seahawks are the class of that division.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
All right, a couple other things that involve what's going to happen in Week 18 in the playoffs. So we're getting a Bucks and Panthers NFC South Championship game on Saturday. Buckle up, everyone. I don't know. I mean, those teams aren't any good. I think the Panthers are going to win. The Bucks have just fallen apart.
Yeah, the Bucks were supposed to be that squad at the beginning of the year.
They stink.
Oh, Baker Mayfield was in the running for the MVP early on, wasn't he?
It's kind of similar to the Eagles a few years ago. Remember, Jalen was in the MVP running early in the season, and then the season just went bad for them, and it went bad for Tampa. I think they're cooked. But the Sunday night game, we get the Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers, Hugh, for the AFC North.
Another great one.
Actually kind of into that one.
I mean, me too.
Yeah.
AFC North for the division is fun. But, like, aren't both those matchups kind of like who's the least pathetic?
neither
team in either division wants to win the division.
Well, no one's getting to 10 wins, right?
Especially when you lose to Cleveland yesterday.
And the Bucs losing to Quinn Ewers and the Dolphins? what are we doing?
They weren't even really in the game. They were getting beat by 10 most of the game when I was watching it.
And by the way, like...
any given Sunday, man.
Does Lamar even want to play?
That's going to be the biggest subplot for the final game of the season.
Because what did he say? He's sick?
No, he has a back contusion.
Got tidy back.
He probably is sick, though, knowing him.
He's always sick. A lot of Joel Embiid to Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
MVPs, great players, but it's like, something's off, man.
I feel bad for my dog. Because every year...
You're bad for Lamar?
You know, I will...
No, not really. I'm being funny.
Yeah.
But it's just, man, around the playoffs time, he just dealing with a lot.
I will say, I don't think... Lamar's getting the quitter allegations. I don't think I would give that to Joel. He gets injured a lot, but I think when he...
So Lamar's a quitter?
Well.
I'm not saying it's not wrong. I'm just...
This isn't the first time that he's missed
He didn't play in a playoff game a few years ago.
And hold on. We're talking about a back bruise? What are we doing?
No, I mean...
I'm sorry.
To hear it verbalized is just kind of blowing my mind.
Do you think he's going to play? And AFC North on the line, back bruise. He's got to play.
I would think so.
Yeah, I mean, at least Embiid played with the orbital bone fracture. Yeah. Like
they got stuff for that.
I know.
Living through chemistry.
The funny part is...
Oh, are you...
I'm kidding. Oh,
you making a pitch?
Man, listen. Let me tell you.
I don't think it'd be a good idea for him to do that before the game.
Back in my day? No, I'm just saying. Back in my day, man, we used to be lined up around the hallway trying to get right. For real.
Well, that...
You got to do what you got to do.
There was an article that came out over the weekend about Lamar.
Was that he was soft?
Well, so apparently it was pretty scathing. The Ravens might be tired of it. They've had to alter practice times because he doesn't want to wake up in the morning.
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Listen.
They don't. It read very Joel Embiid-ish. Not that Joel ever did that, but like he's not grown up, is what I felt.
It reminded me of the Hurts stuff earlier, but on like a way bigger scale. Yeah. Like they were a lot harder on Lamar.
Quarterbacks be holding teams hostage. That's crazy.
Well, it's all good when you win the MVP, right? Like he has twice. When you don't, it's not going to go well. So we get three big games this weekend coming up, which will be basically championship games in those particular, for the one seed or whatever, or the AFC North or the NFC South. So we had that. We also had the Tank Bowl yesterday between the Giants and the Raiders. The
Raiders dominated that, by the way.
Because they got the pick.
Yeah. Right?
They got the number one pick. Do you think anyone watched that football game? That was on again. That was the only other game on at 4:25 against.
Who picked that game to be on at that time?
I think they did it on purpose.
Well,
They basically
created a standalone window for Eagles Bills by putting Giants Raiders on.
Gotcha.
Like, who's watching that?
Nobody. I don't even know if Giants or Raiders fans are watching that.
Well, I probably
turned to Eagles Bills.
I would say it was more Raider fans because I was surprised that the Raider fans made the trip here when they came here. Mm. There was quite a few Raider fans.
So Raiders lose, which means they're probably going to get the number one overall pick.
Knowing they was about to get dragged when they came to town. And they came to the game. That's loyalty right
there. You know, but there's the Crosby stuff.
Did you see all that here, the Max Crosby stuff?
No, what'd he do?
Well, I mean, the Raiders were in full tank mode, so they put Brock Bowers on IR.
Yeah, everybody was chilling.
Well, and then they sent Max, they put Max, they basically put Max Crosby on ice, and he apparently got annoyed and left the facility.
I have
he
audio
to play.
Of him talking about the pick.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, I don't give a about the pick. Like, to be honest, I don't play for that. I don't. That's not my job. My job is to be the best defensive end in the world, and that's what I focus on every day, and being a great leader, and being an influence, and being a, you know, being that guy on a consistent basis for my team. So, yeah, that's their job. That's, you know, the front office, the coaches, that they do that. But that's got nothing to do with me. You know, I've learned that lesson in the past. I'm not trying to. You can't control everything, and that's not my job description. My job is to be the best in the world at what I do.
So to give some context, I believe the order was he said this, and then they told him, yeah, yes, you're not playing in the game. Like, yeah, he sounded way too up to play the Giants. And they were like, oh, bleep, we can't let him go out there. He's going to get four sacks. We're going to win.
And then he posted the video of him playing basketball.
Yeah. So are we looking healthy. Are we officially on Max Crosby watch?
Yeah. I did just see a thing. The Eagles are, like, if he's not going back to Vegas next season, Eagles are the second best odds. Cowboys
see.
First.
Oh, they have enough picks to go get him. Ooh,
now,
I would not like that.
Here's the thing, though. Mm. If the NFL is serious about punishing the Raiders, take away that first overall pick.
Mm. Well, that's big punishment. I mean, that's franchise-altering punishment.
Set an example.
No, I mean, but
you're gonna rest players that aren't actually injured to tank.
It would be an enormous foot down. I mean, it's the number one overall pick. It's the most valuable thing in the offseason.
But is that not what they're tanking for?
Of course,
take it away.
I think it'd be kind of harsh. It's kind of harsh punishment.
I don't care.
All right.
You don't care.
Okay, can we just get Crosby here? That's what I like. All right, let's do that. All right. 215-592-9494. Before we get back to the phones, and we will get to everyone's phone calls here, we do have to do an abridged Week 18 version, even though Week 17 still has a game tonight.
I don't think Hugh knows about this decision he has to make.
Kiss
here.
The baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to kiss the baby.
All right, so Kyle, why don't you explain what you uncovered? So typically, the three of us and one of the callers, you know, representing the callers here, will eliminate a new team each week with the goal of a perfect postseason. Well, seems like we've already eliminated everyone that could be eliminated, except Hugh Douglas.
So there are two playoff spots remaining in the entire NFL.
The South and North.
Yes, and that's going to be the Steelers, Ravens, or the Panthers, Buccaneers. Now, the interesting thing is, all of us, Joe, me, the callers, have eliminated either the Steelers, Ravens, or the Bucs or Panthers. You have not eliminated any of those four teams from your playoff picture. So you have one chance today to just pick one of the teams and eliminate them from the playoffs.
You have to pick a winner of one of those two games. Yeah,
one of them is stuck, though.
Yeah.
You know what? This is a hard one.
And we did not prepare you for this.
No, I mean, because you kind of did with the conversation that we just had, because you say Pittsburgh and Baltimore, Lamar Jackson got Tidy back. Yeah. I'm leaning.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there is no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Man, this is tough. Because I'm leaning towards Baltimore.
Well, take your time. I mean,
It's only library.
It's all about me. It's me.
Yep.
If you are interested, I can give you the spreads on the games. So the Panthers are a 3-point underdog. They have the Buccaneers as a favorite over at FanDuel. And this surprised me a little bit, but it does maybe speak to maybe Lamar is going to give it a go. The Ravens are 3.5-point favorites in Pittsburgh. That feels a little heavy to me.
It's very heavy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
It's between Tampa and Baltimore.
In terms of who's going to win, or you're eliminating?
Eliminating.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm feeling Baltimore.
You're eliminating Baltimore.
Eliminating Baltimore.
Yeah, so you're going to give the Steelers the win in the finale.
Yeah, because they got beat by Cleveland, and that was pretty embarrassing.
It was
terrible
rough,
football.
Man.
That made the Eagles' offense yesterday look good, what I watched in the Cleveland-Pittsburgh game.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Baltimore.
All right. Hugh Douglas eliminates Baltimore. The Ravens. Wow. The anti-Lamar bias from Hugh Douglas.
So next week when we come in.
It's funny when you said it, and I was like, wait a minute, he got Tidy back. And he ain't going to play.
Next week when we come in, we will have the official picture.
Mm-hmm.
Who's stuck, who has the closest playoff picture. Now, if it comes to a tie, my tiebreaker proposal is the worst combined record of teams that are stuck.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, because you look the dumbest. Yeah. I like that. All right.
Biggest idiot.
Yep. Let's get back to the phone lines here, and let's talk to Dan in Downingtown. Hey, Dan.
There.
Dan going once, Dan going twice, and Dan three and out like the Eagles in the second half. AT in Overbrook Park. What's up, AT?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man. What's going on?
You know, it's the funnest part of being an Eagles fan after a win, man, getting with the WIP, either getting rage baited with the crazy calls or hearing y'all say something crazy. But, you know, we here, man. We won the game. What I want to see the team do, man, is tighten up the short passing game instead of always running. Late in games or in the second half, we couldn't get the run going. The common denominator in all these three and outs is getting behind the sticks with a bad run play or you know, bad blocking. So, you know, I'd love to see them change that and just, you know, put it in gentle hands sometime with three passing plays. Or where's the short dink and dunk game that we see San Fran run and some of these other teams, like even the Rams with Puka Nacua all over the short game. Like, where is that when we – where is that? Where is that 5-team, you know? Where is that? That's one of my points. You all respond to that.
Well, so, I agree. And I think your point on what gets them behind, you know, like, what makes things bad? Their three and outs are typically always the same, right? They don't get much on first or second down, and then it's 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 9 or whatever. And they either throw it short. They did it like 3 times yesterday. They throw it short of the stick, so they have to punt. Or, you know, Jalen gets pressured, he rolls out of pressure, he throws it away, and they have to punt. I mean, it is. First, it's really, we talk about third down, but the issue really is first and second down. That's where they're getting behind. That's where they're really losing it.
Exactly. That's my point. It's like they got to steal some plays from some other teams, some strategy, like the extension of the run, the screen game. I've been wanting this for so long. Like, they don't trust Jalen with the first, second, third down. Like, they keep the line is not playing well. Only on pass block, and we pass block better than we run block. So I want to see the short passing game, the substitute always going for the run and play with the stack box, and then it puts us to 2nd and 12, 2nd and 13. We live in 2nd and 12, 2nd and 13. And it's just I want to see them change that going into the playoffs. And that's why I still got hope we can make another run, because they can fix that. They can create some short passing game scenarios as a strategy, you know, instead of always trying to go for the run, man. I just want to really, really see them do that.
Well, they need to be better at it, and they need to get it, you know, sustain some better offense, AT. I mean, we appreciate the phone call. I don't think any offense can live in 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9. I mean, it's just hard to do that.
Yeah.
And the Eagles, obviously, their passing game is too choppy, Hugh, to expect to convert 3rd and 8, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 8. That's just hard to do.
Yeah, you put yourself in a bad spot all the time, man. You can't do that. You can't do that.
No, I mean, I don't think
that's why I want them to play. And try to figure it out. I understand you want them healthy, but I want them to play.
Yeah, but figure it out in week 18. I mean, didn't we just do this? We did it against – they played the Commanders and Raiders. We thought they're figuring it out. And then they went and played a good team. It didn't matter.
Okay, but when I say figure it out, I just want them to play. I don't want them to be rusty because they might be rusty.
Rusty?
So they're going to score 10 points instead of 13
because they're rusty? What other word would you describe it, Joe? I mean, like out of sync,
yeah,
out of whack.
Like I know.
I was about to curse.
Yeah, bleep is what. Yeah, that's the word.
Something
right.
show.
Yeah, that's what it is on offense. All right, Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Did yesterday change how you feel about the Eagles' Super Bowl chances? Yes or no? It's stayed pretty steady the whole show. About 68-69% have not changed their opinion on the Super Bowl chances based on yesterday. And that's where I'm at. I mean, I think the Eagles have a chance to go and win four playoff games to get to a Super Bowl, or win three and get to a Super Bowl, win a fourth and get another title. But yesterday didn't move me in a different direction. It's the same game. They've played that game yesterday nine times this year. It was the Packer game. It was the Lion game. It was the Cowboy game. It was the Broncos game. It was the Bills game. They're all the same game.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got on the winning side of those games six times. Three times, unfortunately, went the wrong way. And it just feels like we're going to go into the playoffs, Hugh, and hope they could reel off a winning streak with games like yesterday.
Yeah, 21 points. You better hope. Like, as long as the other team doesn't score more than 21 points, I feel like we will win. And that means that this defense has to play salty. They're going to have to play salty. Super salty.
So the question is it too much to ask of this defense to do that? Let's say it's three consecutive games against the 49ers, the Bears, and the Rams.
That's the task. That's the task.
Yeah, it is. But it's a lot to ask.
It is. It's almost like – look at it like this. Just say we all go into a street fight, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's me, you, and Kyle.
Oh, you mean – like you're involving us? Like this
yeah,
is for real?
That's three not of us. Good.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to say
– you're going to lose.
Well, I'm going to say do the best that you can, because I know I'm going to probably do all the heavy lifting.
You are. But at some point, if you get dropped, I'm not going to blame you.
No, I'm just saying. But it's a lot to ask for you. It is what it is. And that's the task – task. You know, you just got to go with it.
Yeah, it's a lot to ask.
It is, but it's I mean, as a former defender, these are the games that you love, though, to be honest, because you get all the glory. You get to, you know, date the prom queen or whatever, you know, and you get to go home with the girl. You get to get all the glory and stuff. So yeah,
you know, by the way, with all this, you know, I loved yesterday. I loved the shots of Vic Fangio in the booth. They've become one of my favorite things.
When he's hyped,
then he gets upset, like with the Quinion pass interference. I also would love a thought bubble over his head, like a cartoon. Like it's like, what do you think he's thinking about the offense? Like, I know he would never say it. He's employed by the Eagles. He's on Sirianni's staff. But like deep down, Hugh, what do you think Fangio's thinking? When the offense is going three and out, three and out, three and out, punting the ball back.
This is a joke, quite
no,
frankly.
No, he's probably like, hey, man, this is what they're going to do.
Oh, stop.
I'm telling you.
He's thinking these guys are kidding me.
Can I tell you, my first year here, it was like that. I could tell you, man, you just sit in a meeting, and it would say, hey, y'all already know what it is. Y'all gonna play a lot.
Yeah, but you had Bobby Hoying. This is the most expensive offense in the league.
It matters.
Oh.
I mean, it matters in that sense because you're probably like, damn, you know,
now the truth comes out. Like,
no,
come on, score.
You're thinking it, but you don't. You think that amongst your peers.
No,
you
I want
think
the thought bubble
amongst your defenders.
Thought and in your head.
Yeah,
but it's like, dog. We used to be in games like that and be like, whatever. We don't try to win, but we never gave up. So. It was a beautiful thing. I think, you know, that's not normally what you want to be in, like, to be totally honest.
Of course not.
You don't want to be in that. But if that's the task.
Yeah, and he's a pro, and he's one of the great coaches I've ever seen on defense.
And I'm pretty sure the way that they play, whatever he's saying, is motivating them. Because they make, like, for as good as they play, Joe, they make a lot of mistakes, but their speed and the tenacity covers up a lot of the mistakes.
It does, yeah. And they have some guys that just play as hard as...
Because I'm looking, and those ends, for the most part, and I have a lot, and I'll be the first to say, I got a lot of nerve talking about somebody.
You really do.
And I
shut down the Bills' running game. This guy's almost setting the edge.
No, cats don't set the edge like they should. They run down the line. They don't keep their shoulders square to the line of scrimmage. But that might be an old school philosophy. That might be something new.
Picky Douglas,
yeah,
over here. All right, we'll finish up with your phone. You really do. We'll get to all your phone calls here. You people. Plus, we got to address something Bryce Harper did over the weekend. Is someone in their feelings around here? That's next. Midday show.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again.
In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.